Good oral health is about more than just brushing and flossing your teeth. Dental disease is 100% preventable, and it starts at home with you. Yep, you heard me right. Cavities are a disease and not something our children should just get. Your mouth is a window into your body, and it has an effect on your speech, breathing, chewing, heart health, so much more, and we're not listening to it. Come along with me on this journey, and I'll give you a whole new perspective of the importance of taking care of your mouth and the long-term effects it has not only on your oral health, but also your overall systemic health. On this podcast, we'll bring you a mixture of professionals, experts in the field that will give you advice and action steps you can take with your kids in different situations. We're also going to have moms, dads, caregivers, just like you, having the same struggles that you are, because together we can make a difference and help keep our kids healthy. Because a healthy mouth is a healthy body and a healthy life. And it all starts with you. Welcome back to the Healthy Mouth Movement Podcast. I am so excited to have Melissa Armstrong on the podcast today. She is a trauma-informed functional medicine coach, wife, mother of two boys. She started her career as an RN in 2010 after experiencing a significant amount of trauma in her childhood and young adult life, ultimately leading to physical, mental, and emotional symptoms that plagued her for years. During her early career, she struggled to get answers and support she needed to make sustainable, lasting changes. She desired her health to lead. It pursued her into the natural medicine, functional health, and somatic healing. She then made her life's mission to learn about alternative healing modalities, the root cause analysis, so she can help other women overcome personal intergenerational trauma and physical symptoms that often accompany unhealed wounds so they can heal their mind, body, and spirit to live their dream life. So, Melissa, that is amazing what you do and why I wanted to interview you, because I have been on that journey myself, and intergenerational trauma is a thing. And so I am grateful that you do this, and I can't wait to hear more about what you do and more about how you got started in this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here and just pour into your audience and tell them everything I know as quickly as possible.
Well, great. Let's start out with how you got into this and why you're doing what you do now.
Yeah. So just kind of like what my bio reviewed, I came from a long family history of intergenerational trauma. So in my healing journey, I discovered that I went through a lot of abuse and neglect as a child, but then so did my mom and her and my dad and their parents going back at least five generations that I'm aware of. So my parents growing up were both addicts and very abusive. Physically, emotionally, mentally, all of the things. When they divorced, it was always a struggle. My dad was in and out of rehabs, using drugs. My mom struggled to care for us after experiencing her own trauma. And then I was at a school shooting when I was 15. And that really like propelled me into severe PTSD and anxiety, depression, panic, worry, all of those things. I already had those things, but it just exponentially increased. And then when I was 18, my brother was killed in front of me. And so really my whole world kind of shattered. I knew from an early age that I was a healer and that I did not want to live the way that I had been, that I grew up. And I always felt that I would be in some capacity, like helping people. I used to tell my mom I wanted to be a doctor. My brother's accident made me realize that I really wanted to be a nurse. And so shortly after his death, I pursued nursing school. And simultaneously, while going through nursing school, I was dealing with my own physical health and mental health. My panic and worry, the post-traumatic stress of being at the shooting and then watching my brother die in front of me was so intense that I had panic that would keep me up for days at a time. I had anxiety that was so debilitating. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't function. I frankly don't really know how I got through nursing school. Because I was really unwell mentally. And that manifested into a lot of physical symptoms because I wasn't dealing with the emotional trauma that I had been through. I started having really bad digestive issues. I started getting rashes all over my body, not sleeping, weight gain, just overall like horrible fatigue. And so as I was going through that kind of process, I started just learning more about the body and how it worked and everything. And then when I became a nurse in 2010 is kind of when it peaked. My mental health was really bad. My physical health was really poor. And my now husband suggested to me, why don't you try like meditation or something? The panic was so bad that I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sometimes drive. If a car door would slam, I would hit the ground like in the Costco parking lot. Like it was so bad. And so he suggested to me that I try meditation. And that was kind of the beginning where I really was like, wow, like there's this whole other world. I was experiencing lots of physical symptoms. So I was going to doctors and I was often met with it's part of the depression, like take this antidepressant or here's this sleeping pill or here's these meds for your IBS. And here's, you know, it just really, I wasn't getting the support that I needed. And I really started searching for that elsewhere. And that's when I, at some point, I don't even remember how, I learned about functional medicine. I learned more about nutrition in nursing school and really in medical school, even like they don't learn much about nutrition. And like you learn nutrition is good and you learn the food pyramid, but you don't really learn like what exactly that means. And I started realizing like, wow, like I feel like crap when I eat like crap. And I kind of started putting all the pieces together and really worked hard doing a lot of somatic release, started going to therapy, doing EMDR, doing trauma recovery, using food as medicine. And over the last about 15 years, I've really been on that journey. I think it's a lifelong journey. I'm miles ahead of where I was in 2010. But yeah. And then about 5-ish years ago, I decided that conventional medicine just really was not traditional medicine, working in the hospital, working in, you know, primary care clinics just wasn't my calling. And I needed to help people in a different way. So I got into like holistic medicine, worked in some holistic, more like functional medicine type clinics and chiropractors and stuff like that until I opened my own business at the beginning of 2023. And now I run my own private practice, helping women navigate those types of issues that I've been through myself.
Wow. That's an amazing story. Like that's a lot for one person. You know, sometimes when I tell my story, I can't believe all that, but oh my goodness. And thank you for sharing that. And what a crazy journey for you to get to this, to be able to help people. And when you were talking, I started thinking, I was having a conversation last night with my sister-in-law. She had breast cancer. My mother-in-law had breast cancer. I had breast cancer. And when you were talking, I just started thinking, I'm wondering if the breast cancer doesn't have a lot to do. I mean, I know it has to do with diet and epigenetics and all that stuff. And we were talking about the BRCA gene, but trauma that you experienced that you don't know, because I went on this healing journey I talked about, but until you were just talking just now, I didn't put together that maybe that's why so many women are having cancers, because they have all of these underlying emotional issues that we just put aside and we just keep going as women. We take care of our family, put ourselves last. But I'm just wondering if that doesn't have something to do with it now that you were talking. It just like clicked as you were speaking. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't doubt that it has, that there is a component to breast cancers and lots of like chronic diagnoses or illnesses or diseases. Like the epigenetics is a fascinating, if you do any sort of like reading or research about epigenetics, it's absolutely fascinating because they say that if you have the trauma stored inside of your cells from up to 7 generations prior to you. So if you have all of that trauma and then you experience, and to be clear, when you talk about trauma, like there's lots of different types of trauma, right? Like it's big T and little T traumas. Like I understand that my story is very intense and I have a lot of big T traumas, but really even just like getting fired from a job, having a boyfriend break up with you, like those are little T traumas that can still affect your ability to, if left unchecked and if you don't deal with those things, they can still affect your physical body. You don't have to have big, crazy, traumatic, big T traumas in your life to have physical manifestations of that.
Right. Even just being born can create trauma. You know,
yeah, so it is a trauma.
When they come out, torticollis and different things. So just being born is a trauma. So you're right. It doesn't have to be a major trauma. I had 8 miscarriages. I didn't think that was a trauma. You know, until I went through some of this healing and she asked me about that. I'm like, yeah, you know, I finally did have a baby. It was good, but I didn't consider that a trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, it was at the time, but I had moved past it. My daughter's 19. I didn't even think about that. So you're right. There's trauma. And I think many of us don't even realize that we're experiencing it because our body compensates. I talk a lot about that. Our body makes such compensations. It moves on. It deals with it that we don't even understand what it's doing until it manifests in a chronic illness.
Yeah, absolutely. I talk a lot about that too with my clients. There's a term called allostatic load, and that's the cumulative stress on your body from stressful events or traumatic events. So like you can have, you know, one thing happen to you and sometimes you can still keep going and push it under the rug and pretend like it never happened. But when you have 2, 3, 4, 7, 10, 12 things happen to you, that allostatic load, that burden on your body increases. And that's when you see once, you know, and everybody's different. Once you shift from like being able to cope with those things, then your body shifts into an inability to hold on. And that's when you physical manifestations will start.
Yeah, you're in fight or flight. So then you're also not sleeping. And sleep is a huge epidemic going on right now. And that's when our body restores. That's when it restores our memory. And Alzheimer's is on the rise. So we're a fast-paced society, not sleeping, not dealing with what's going on, and not wanting to use the healthcare system because like you, I had the similar experience where I could only go so far with Western medicine and I needed to turn to other medicine. When I had breast cancer, I went back to traditional medicine because I was scared. Now knowing what I know, I don't know that I would have done what I did. I would have tried the more holistic approach at first, but fear is involved when it comes to Western medicine and they don't treat the root cause. They treat the symptoms. That's the one thing that I learned through breast cancer. And they didn't treat me as an individual. I was a protocol. And if I didn't follow and fall in that protocol, they didn't know what to do with me. So I did the protocol and then I had to find someone else to help me through the rest because that wasn't enough for me. It got rid of the cancer, but it didn't get rid of the underlying causes. So I think that how you stated that is important for people to know is it doesn't have to be a huge trauma. It can be something as simple as just a chronic illness manifesting and you're not getting the answers that you need. What is the root cause? Where is it coming from? It could be something emotional that you haven't even considered that is manifesting into actual physical or emotional problems.
Right. And until you deal with those emotional issues and process that trauma, emotion is energy in motion. So like energy, we're all energy, right? Everything is energy. So when you have that energy stored inside your body, it's in motion, it's going to wreak havoc inside of your body. And until you fully process all of that, you cannot completely heal. That's why I do what I do. Cause I use functional medicine labs and a lot of like medical stuff like diet and lifestyle modifications and everything. But like a big part of what I do is helping people recognize those traumas and their mindset and how thoughts can be toxic and recognizing that and processing through those things so that you can physically heal. Because you can go to the gym as many times as you want. You can eat, you know, totally 99% clean and have a very toxic free household and still not be healthy.
Absolutely. And you have something on your website that I want to read because I think that it is important. Trauma is not what happens to you. Trauma is what happens inside of you as a result of what happens to you. When I read that on your website, I'm like, wow, that's profound. And so when you talk about doing tests, do you do like blood tests and hair tests and do you test all of that stuff? Because that's what I ended up needing. I had heavy metals. I had low vitamin D and Western medicine doesn't test that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yes. I use specialized functional medicine lab testing and it really, each client is completely individualized. I individualize each protocol, each program, what labs are needed, everything dependent on what's going on with the client. And I feel like that's how healthcare should be. And that's why I do it the way I do it. So yeah, I do. It just really depends. I do a lot of stool testing. I do hair tissue mineral analysis. Sometimes we do blood work. Sometimes we don't. Some of the blood work we can get from their, you know, PCP. But yeah, I do a lot of specialized functional medicine testing.
And I think that's important. I think a lot of people don't know that that's available. It's also not generally something that's covered under your insurance. So that's why a lot of people don't do it. But
it's not, yeah.
And that's what's crazy is we have Obamacare and I went part-time, so I had to change my insurance. None of this is covered under insurance. So we're paying for insurance, but it doesn't cover the treatment that I chose to go down that really made a difference for how I felt. So this is costly for some people, but it was $120,000 to have breast surgery and then time off of work. Whereas if you can get this stuff done, these tests done before you get sick, it might save you time off of work. Because what I found is if you don't make time for your health, your body shuts down and it's like, nope, we're going to do this. So you're not listening. You're ignoring me. You can only ignore your symptoms for so long till your body says, that's it. You're not going to do that anymore. So I think that it's important for people to understand that we need to really listen to our body. Our body gives us warning signs, a lot like a check engine light on your car, but we just choose to ignore them. Even with bleeding, I found my cancer because I had bleeding gums. I probably would have ignored the breathing gums thinking I got a new water flosser and now that's why my gums are bleeding. But I knew that I'm a dental hygienist. My gums were healthy. Why is this bleeding not going away? And that's what led me to look at this. I'm not saying anyone that has bleeding gums has cancer, but it was a warning sign that I didn't ignore when I was told that everything was fine. It was just stress. So sometimes you just have to listen to your gut. Your gut is not wrong, and find the people like you that can help. But I think a lot of people don't know that people like you are out there and available.
Yeah. And when people talk to me about cost, like, you're right, it is not cheap, but try having breast surgery one time, or try having diabetes, you know, or try having chronic illness that you're seeing doctor after doctor after doctor. So I always ask people if they're concerned about the cost, like, how much is your health worth? Because, and choose your heart, right? Because diabetes, heart disease, chronic inflammation, joint pain, all those things, like, that's hard, but so is, you know, like, being healthy is hard too. You have to just choose your heart. There is a cost associated with it. How much is your health worth?
Right. And if you don't take care of your health, you're going to spend your wealth getting your health back.
Absolutely.
It's better to do it in the preventative stages. And our healthcare is not preventative. It treats symptoms once you get sick, but we can combat all of this and we can find out what's out of balance in our body and get to it before we get sick. And it does get more costly. So is it costly? Like you said, choose your heart, choose what you want to. It's less than a vacation to get your health, you know, back in order and find out what is in balance. So yep. Are you worth it? I think absolutely.
Yeah.
So if someone is having symptoms, let's say that they can't explain, or their doctor just tells them that's your new normal, or we don't have an explanation, what do you recommend people do first if they're experiencing that and they don't know what to do?
I think the first thing you should do is reach out, is get a second opinion from somebody who, and I, whenever I have these conversations, I always want to be clear. Like, I don't discredit or discount the conventional medical model. Like, thank God for ICUs, ORs, ERs. Like, we need those things. And thank God for medical technology and advances in technology, right? But like you said so eloquently, conventional medicine, traditional medicine, as far as preventing illness, that model sucks. And they only treat the symptoms. They don't treat the root cause. The doctors and nurses in that model are not bad people. They want to help, but they are beholden to their bosses, which are the shareholders within the large hospital networks and that kind of thing, clinics and that stuff. They are beholden to those people who are beholden to the insurance model, the insurance industry, and the pharmaceutical industry. Until that model is broken, those people are stuck in that model, and it's about profits, not patients, not patient outcomes. They don't have the time because the pharmaceutical and the insurance industry have changed it so that the doctors have to see people so quickly. So, you know, research shows that an average physician, primary care doctor, even if they've never seen you before, makes a diagnosis within 3 minutes of entering the room. They already know in their head within 3 minutes, this is the diagnosis. And this is the pill to fix it.
Oh, wow.
And you just have to ask yourself, like, is this pill fixing it or is it putting a Band-Aid? So in my opinion, the first thing that anybody should do if they're ever met with this is, you know, I see clients all the time that they're like, I've been dealing with this for, I have a client right now who's been dealing with something for 26 years. Mm-hmm. And her doctor has doctors, multiple, she's seen, I think, 5 doctors in the last 3 years in the conventional medical model, have repeatedly told them, her, everything is normal, everything is normal, everything is normal. It's not normal. And I would, first of all, encourage you to advocate for yourself and find a provider like myself, or there's tons of functional medicine providers somewhere that will listen to you. And if your doctor is not listening to you and is telling you this is all in your head, everything is normal, I'm sorry, because that's not how it should be. And I empathize with that, but keep pressing and keep trying to find answers, because the answers are out there. Healing is possible no matter what the diagnosis.
Yeah, you just have to find the right person. And like you said, it's not their fault. It's what they were taught. I was taught cavities are prevented if you brush, floss, and go to the dentist. I know now it's not about that. It's about diet and breathing and pH. No disease happens in the body, mouth, or, you know, gut if your pH is imbalanced. But how do you balance that? And we don't talk about that. But you have to know what's going on in your body before you can balance that. And everybody is different. You can't treat people the same. And a lot of people are reacting because the body keeps score. So, and food is not the same as it was when our grandparents were growing up. It doesn't have the same nutrients. We're not absorbing the same way. So that's why everyone's different, because some people are just peeing things out. Some people are absorbing it. Some people aren't. And that's where what you do is really important, because you can test for those kind of things in many different ways. And again, I didn't even know that it was an option until I said, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I was told by 5 specialists I would not have a child. Mm. I would not, when I was 21. I had my daughter when I was 37, 8 miscarriages, but I found the right doctor who said, I can help you. He was an Eastern medicine doctor. He gave me herbs, he gave me acupuncture, and I was able to carry her to term. But I had to find the right person, and I didn't give up because I didn't believe it. Every time someone told me, no, you can't, I was like, but I can. Deep down inside of me, I knew that I could. So follow that instinct and find the right people. It may take several Absolutely. People until you find the person that can help you. But all of this can be helped. And we either eat that creates inflammation in our body or helps inflammation in our body. And food is huge. But getting that food and finding where that food is and knowing how to shop and cook, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. And even with just with the food thing, like you can eat really healthy, but if you've had like chronic antibiotic use, if you've had antibiotics multiple times in your life, you have, without a doubt, you have some degree of leaky gut syndrome. So if you have leaky gut and your intestinal wall junctions are big and you're letting all kinds of toxins into your bloodstream, it's going to create inflammation. So like you can eat the healthiest diet, but until you resolve that leaky gut or dysbiosis or impaired absorption or whatever it is going on in your gut, you're not going to get the benefits of those nutrients.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think a lot of people have that going on and don't know it. They have a sensitivity to food, or they have these symptoms and they don't realize that it's the food that's creating it, or not even getting enough water and being dehydrated. A lot of the leg cramps and some of the things that has to do with not getting enough water. And so getting back to the basics and treating you and putting you first, because you are worth it.
So true.
So what else do people need to know if they're experiencing some of this stuff? Because I feel like a lot of people are, and they just don't know it. I didn't.
So I think that if you're having any symptoms that are unexplainable, or you have recurring symptoms that come and go, or if you're having like even mild things like headaches, or I can't stay asleep. I sleep 4 hours. I hear that a lot. Like I sleep 4 hours. And that's really all my body needs. No, that's not true. Your body needs more than 4 hours of sleep. And if you're not staying asleep, like that in itself is a symptom of something. I think that's an important piece to know. Like your body is inherently designed to heal. We just think about like cutting your hand. When you cut your hand on something, do you ever think about healing that cut? Never. Never one time does any one of us think about healing that cut on your hand. Your body just automatically does it instantly. The process starts, you send white blood cells to the area, you send regeneration to that area, and your body heals that without you giving it a single thought. Your whole body is no different. Your body is designed to heal. Anytime you have any symptoms of anything, it is your body telling you that something is not balanced. So any symptoms at all are a sign of imbalance within the body. And once you restore that balance, your body can heal.
Yep.
Sometimes it's eliminating something. Sometimes it's adding something. Sometimes it's healing the junction, intestinal wall junctions in your gut. Sometimes it's processing trauma. Everybody is different. That's why functional medicine is so beautiful, because it allows us the time to actually like delve into. When I have a new client, I process all their paperwork. I have a 38-page intake form. So I literally pour through that for sometimes like 6-10 more even hours before I ever talk to them the first time, to go through each and every symptom that they're having, all of their history from childbirth to now, what their goals are, and putting that web together to get a really clear picture of the root cause or causes, I should say. I always am careful to say that there's usually more than just one. Mm-hmm. It's not like this one thing is causing all of these problems. There's usually multiple root causes. And that functional medicine model allows us the time to be able to do that. And that's primarily the reason why insurance does not cover functional medicine, is because it's not quick. Right. It's not a quick fix. It takes an insane amount of detective work and really specialized protocols and intentional work on your body to promote that balance, to restore health.
Yes. Absolutely. And it does. And sometimes it takes a collaboration.
Which, oh, absolutely.
Which is why I talk to you, because I work just in this part with the function, how your mouth functions, how you're breathing. But then you're right. It's different people. You might need some somatic healing. You might need trauma healing, generational. You might need to change your diet. I mean, there's so many different things. And sometimes one practitioner isn't enough. Sometimes you need 4 or 5 different practitioners to help you through all of that, depending on what you have going on or what that practitioner knows, because not everybody knows the same thing. So just seeing one doctor and getting a pill is generally not going to help a lot of the symptoms. And it is good. And like you said, I was glad that I was able to have the surgery, because that's what I chose to do with the information I have. But I think if we have more information, we can make more informed choices of what's right for us.
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
So what ways do you help people besides they can work with you one-on-one? What other ways can they get a hold of you to work? And what would you say is the best way to start with you?
So the best way to start with me is to go to my website, holistichealthbymelissa.com. And there's a apply to work with me link. And then you can just fill out that form there and it'll come straight to my email, and to get a free 15-minute strategy call. So we can chat about what your goals are, see if we're a good fit, and kind of go from there.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. And then if one key point that you would like to give to someone to take away, what would that be?
Healing is possible. It is always possible. I don't care the diagnosis. I don't care what the other doctors have told you. Healing is always possible. Your body is designed to heal and you can do it. It's maybe not going to be easy, but you can heal your body.
Thank you. And I totally agree. I had to go down the rabbit hole. You went through a rabbit hole. And I think people listening to this hopefully can be inspired that there is something you can do, whether for yourself, for a loved one, for a family member. There is healing out there. And it's just finding the right person, like you said, that is a good fit for you. And your website is amazing. So I say, check that out. She has so many good things on there. And what she does is something that I wish I would have known when I was in my 20s. I didn't find this till I was in my 50s. And that's why I love to interview people that do this work, because one person can't see everyone out there. I know that myself. So giving you different options of who fits for you is going to just help heal. And if you know someone else who is maybe going through this and you can share this information with them, please do so. Because the more people we can reach, the more people we can help, the more people can live happier, healthier lives.
Yeah. I really feel like this, like functional medicine and this way of healthcare is the future. I'm seeing so many people day in and day out who are just saying basically the same thing. Like, I've struggled with this for 20 years. I had no idea functional medicine was even a thing. And so I just am so excited and for everybody to learn about this. And I'm excited to help people along the way.
I agree. And I bring up the insurance thing again, because a lot of people that I see they're like, well, if my insurance doesn't cover it, I don't want it. So there is a mindset out there that if insurance doesn't cover it, then it's not something that's good for you. But you and I both know that when we've been down this road, we feel so much better. I sleep better. I feel better. And so just because the insurance doesn't cover it doesn't mean that it's not beneficial. It's just not that model.
Right. And I always pose, I like to pose this question to people to consider, does your insurance want you healthy or does your insurance want you sick? In which of those pools do you make them more money?
Right. Absolutely. That was put better than I've never heard it said like that, but that was great. And it's very, very true. So, and I agree with you, there is a paradigm shift, especially my daughter's generation. They don't want to go through what we've gone through. They see that. They've watched, you know, my daughter watched her dad be sick, me be sick her senior year of high school, and she thought she was going to lose both parents. So she has gone this model, trying to figure out what's healthy, eating healthy, learning all about the generational trauma and healing that. And I do believe that there is one person in the family that ends up healing that for someone else. At least that's what I found is, and if you heal one person, you start to heal that, it can heal both ways. Is that not true about generational trauma?
Oh, absolutely. They actually, there's a great book called, gosh, the name is escaping me right now, Break the Cycle. And I cannot remember the author's name, but she's amazing. And she talks in her book about how if you heal, there is typically one healer, one person to be able to recognize that and break the cycle. For me, for my family, I am that person. For you, you are that person. And you can actually, the reach extends so far that you can actually heal up to 7 generations in the future just by healing yourself.
Yes. And I also think that if you're someone that's experiencing anxiety and depression, you may be that person for your family and you're getting all of that. So if you are a person that's having that, I would seek someone out who does the intergenerational healing because having experienced it, it definitely is a thing and it does make a difference. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Even just anxiety and depression can be a symptom of other imbalances in the body. It's not, Gabor Mate talks about this specifically because there is a misbelief in kind of society and our culture that, and the pharmaceutical industry was behind all of this. They funded the studies that determined that depression was a chemical imbalance in your brain. That has since been disproven, but you still see that so commonly in that conventional medical model. Anxiety and depression alone can be a symptom of other imbalance. And in my experience, are a symptom of other imbalances in the body. If you have serious trauma like I did, it manifests into anxiety and depression because I was not processing those emotions. And then because I was not processing those emotions, I continued to have that stored trauma that created inflammation in my body that resulted in my digestive issues and the rashes in my skin and the sleep disturbances and that kind of stuff. So anxiety and depression is not a, just like anything, I do not believe that it is a incurable disease or a lifelong diagnosis that you have to be on those pills for the rest of your life. The doctor might tell you that. I respectfully disagree.
Yes. And I think, you know, I have a niece that identifies with the anxiety. And so that is her identity. And so sometimes you can heal that stuff. Even if you've been seeing someone, a psychologist or a doctor, and they are giving you that medication, I think that that is a good point. If you are experiencing that and you've reached your point with that, maybe look into something like this, because I truly believe that that doesn't have to be your identity. You can heal from that.
Absolutely.
So thank you for bringing that up, because I think that that is important. And especially since COVID, you know, a lot of things have changed. There's been a shift. There's been more people with anxiety, but there's also been more people seeking ways to help, and they're tired of living this way. So this is really important. And thank you for sharing your story and doing what you do and being available and just going down this path and finding your purpose, because I can see that you definitely live this purpose. And I can see from talking to you that you're right where you need to be and helping people. So thank you so much for realizing that.
That's God. Yeah. He put me here. Yeah.
I agree with that too. I say when I didn't think that cancer would be a blessing, but going through what I went through, now I'm able to help more people because of what I have gone through. And I think same thing with you. We go through these things and we can take it one way or take it another. But I think it's all about paying it forward, taking what you did and learn and helping each other.
Yeah, totally.
So thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to share before we wrap this up?
I just like to say what I said before, which is healing is possible. I encourage anybody listening who's seeking answers to keep seeking those answers. Healing is possible. I promise you, it's possible. Did you know that there was a recent study that came out that children, my kids right now are 3 and 8. This generation of children that are growing up actually have a lower life expectancy than their parents for the first time ever in US history.
And I heard that too. I work with a pediatric dentist who is an anthropologist and a nutritionist. And he said that it has a lot to do with our diet. We're not chewing as much. So when we were hunter-gatherers, we chewed 4 hours a day. So that expanded a lot of energy that used our jaw muscles and our teeth muscles. And so we had room for our wisdom teeth. We didn't have cavities. And they're saying that it's going to take 3 generations of changing the way that we eat in our diet to get back to being as healthy as our grandparents were. So I'm really glad that you brought that up.
Yeah, it's really sad. And I'm hopeful though for the future, you know, with this type of medicine and healthcare with functional medicine coming into the picture, I really think that this is the way of the future. And we're going to see a lot of shifts and change in our kids and their kids' generations to come.
I agree, because they're saying that our generation is going to spend 10 years of their life in a nursing home.
Wow.
So we're living longer, but we have a shorter health span. So we're living longer, but we're not living healthier. So I think that we can change that for our kids if we know what to look for now and change these habits in their diet and start with functional medicine. So I absolutely agree with you wholeheartedly and so thankful for you and your knowledge and you sharing.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So you guys heard it here. If you would like to work with Melissa or like to know more about what she does, click the link below and go to her website. If there's something that I can help you with or you'd like more information, click a 15-minute free call with me, because we are living longer, but we are not living healthier. We have a longer lifespan, but a shorter health span. And it is important that we take control of our health. You are the owner. You get one body and we need to start. You are absolutely worth it. A healthy mouth is a healthy body and a happy, healthy life. Have a great day. Till next time. Thank you for listening today. If something you heard made you smile, made you think, empowered you, awakened you, or left you feeling inspired, make sure you share this with a friend. Write us a review on iTunes so we can continue to change lives through this content. Make sure you tag us while you're listening on our Facebook page, Dental Hygiene 411, or hit the link in the show notes to join a conversation. Until next time, breathe through your nose and share a smile. After all, they're contagious.